بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Most respected elders and friends, thank Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to witness the barakat and the blessings of the month of Ramadan. We are here in the masjid, many of us in the state of i'tikaf. Make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Reflect on the condition last year this time. We were just striving, hoping when we can get back in the masjid. And here we are in the masjid. Make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Spend our time in the masjid and engage in the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he once made a very special request to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And he told to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Rab, Allimni shay'an ad'uka bihi. Oh Allah, teach me something through which I could call unto you. I could get closer to you. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Musa, Qul la ilaha illallah. Oh Musa, say La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship but Allah. Expression of Tawheed. Connect yourself with me through this zikr. So he told, Oh Allah, Kullu ibadika yaquluhu hada. Everyone says La ilaha illallah. Innama uridu shayn atakhassuni bihi. I want a special zikr. Something very, very special. Unique, outstanding. Something more than La ilaha illallah. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Oh Musa, oh my beloved prophet, don't ever underestimate La ilaha illallah. Don't underestimate La ilaha illallah. Don't take it for granted. Just because it comes out from our tongues like that, don't undervalue it. This La ilaha illallah is such that if the seven skies and all the creation and the seven earth all are put on one side of the scale, and just this one statement, La ilaha illallah, is put on the other side of the scale, this La ilaha illallah will overweigh everything in the world. So great is the zikr, La ilaha illallah. When we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, don't take it for granted. It's something that Allah told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to also value and appreciate. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, which amal is the best? Which action is the best? So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to tell them, Azzakirun Allah kathira wa zakirat. Those people that make lots and lots of zikr of Allah, every moment they think of Allah, heart is connected to Allah. So Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمِنَ الْغَازِ. The person that make the zikr of Allah, is he more valuable and more greater in the sight of Allah than a person going out in jihad? See the answer of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if a person happened to go out in jihad, he strikes his sword, he breaks his sword, sheds blood from the enemy, لَكَانَ الذَّاكِرُ أَفْزَلُ. A person making the zikr of Allah is even more greater than that person. And the reason for that is going out in jihad is just a means, it's a sabab. And making zikr of Allah, it is maqsood, it is purposeful. In one hadith, when this ayat was revealed, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الزَّهَابَ وَالْفِدَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Those people that have gold and silver hoarded, they don't give the zakat, for them it is a punishment. Sahaba heard this. So in one safar, they talked, spoke among themselves, said, if gold and silver is condemned, what is the best wealth? They asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem mentioned the best wealth is two things. Lisanun zakir wa kalbun syakir. Lisanun zakir wa kalbun syakir. A tongue that is engaged in the zikr of Allah and a heart that is grateful to Almighty Allah. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to engage in zikr. We should make this our daily habit, morning, evening, any time. One is to do the prescribed form of zikr, and one is wherever you are. You're seeing, you're talking to people, you're driving your car, you may be looking around, but whatever you say, you can't be looking more to with your heart to Almighty Allah than anything else. Heart is always attached to Almighty Allah. That's the type of heart we should have, and that's the type of heart we should aspire. Allah grant us tawfiq. Recite three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Let us engage in short, brief dua, inshallah, on our own. I mentioned to you all many times, when we make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, with our heart, soul and mind, Allah remembers us in a creation better than the creation of this world, in front of the malaika. And this is understood in the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah says, Faskuruni askurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. We took the name of Allah, and the name belongs only to Allah, not to anyone else. Sitting on the earth, we take in the name of Allah, have yaqeen, Allah knows about us taking His name. Now we present our needs to Allah, and we make dua to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Most definitely, definitely, our duas will be accepted. Have that yaqeen and conviction, and ask Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the greatest thing, that Allah must grant us His love, Allah must give us that muhabbat, and the journey of the heart we are talking about, Allah must make us reach our destination.